Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Remember back during the campaign, Donald Trump rolled out his plan to eliminate taxes on tips. He did it out in Vegas. He was trying to win the workers' vote out there in Nevada. And 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, Kamala Harris announced she was also going to eliminate the tax.
It was an original idea by Kamala Harris.
On tips. But regardless, in order to accomplish that within this reconciliation bill, everything has to even out. You have to, if you're going to cut something, spending here or revenue here, you have to replace it. And they're trying to figure out ways to do that. One thing that was apparently quietly floated is the idea of raising the tax on people who have make $1 million or more a year. So, a lot of millionaires probably have a trust fund, but if you're earning $1 million a year, your taxes would go up to maybe at like 40%. I don't know. We've got Anthony Russo on the phone with us right now. He's a political analyst. He's also a social media influencer. And Anthony, appreciate having you on. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. So this is not, this kind of hit me out of nowhere. I'd not imagined a scenario. I didn't have it on my bingo card that the Republicans were going to raise taxes in the reconciliation bill.
Well, I think you should keep it somewhere smuggled deep in the bingo card. Again, this is Trump talking where he says everything's on the table. We're considering it. I don't think it happens. If it does, it's currently at 37% for anybody that makes over $650,000. For anybody that makes over $1 million, it would go up to 39.6%. Again, not a huge hike, but 2.6 points makes a huge difference when you're looking over $1 million. With that said, you could take some of the bigger names like Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow thinks that this is just Trump talking, saying, hey, it's on the table, everything's on the table, and when it comes through his desk, he will most likely end that portion of the bill and reject it or say that he's rejecting it so that it never gets to that point. So again, it's a conversation. You look at more of the leftist media, which you would think if it's quote unquote tax the rich, that they'd be all
right,
excited and jacked up about it. Instead of, they're trying to throw the Republicans under the bus and saying, like, look, they hate the rich. They don't look at this, guys. I think it's much, as of right now, it's much to do about nothing, and I don't actually think that ends up in the bill.
Well, it's because Trump's doing it, right? Anything Trump does is bad, even if the Democrats would typically like it. I thought the whole idea with these tariffs was at least in part to be able to generate enough revenue where you could offset some of these tax cuts that they're trying to make sure are renewed.
Exactly. And Trump believes in something called the Laffer curve. Dr. Laffer got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And that talks about the whole idea that higher tax rates generate lower revenues and weaker economic activity. So why would he be even considering it? And again, I think that's why it's all chatter. And the tariffs, they also small business make up the predominance of the people that actually are in this higher tax bracket. Yes, there's some CEOs and there's some billionaires and all that, but the people that are the wealthiest and the 1% that actually, funny enough, I don't tell the left this, but they pay 45% already of the nation's taxes. So yeah. I just think that there's a lot of there's really no reason to do this in Trump's mind, except for just to placate them while they're creating the bill. It wouldn't make any sense, especially since a lot of people are going to be getting hit with the issues of the tariffs to start from. So you don't want to double hit your most prized part of your constituency.
Anthony Russo with us this morning. I don't know if you're on board with me or not, but I cannot. The firing of Jerome Powell cannot come fast enough. This guy is a loose cannon. I think he tried to help Joe Biden by rapidly cutting interest rates three times during the election season right there at the end. And now, yesterday, he goes and makes a casual comment that he knew would wreak havoc on the markets.
Oh, absolutely. And the best way to explain it is ice water on an already very confused stock market right now. When it's a volatile, like, even if you weren't planning on doing it, why would you make it obvious at this point, especially with the volatility of the last month of the stock market? So, again, Powell needs to go. I honestly, one of our shirts on our website is end the Fed. It's across the board, it's just something that wreaks havoc on our economy. And then you put somebody like Powell in there, and it's even worse.
I have got to get me one of those. Where can I? What is your website? Tell me more about it, Anthony.
AwakeNotWokeStore.com. We got a lot of good, funny T-shirts on there. We got some motivational positivity, and then we've got everything from Unvaccinated Lives Matter to End the Fed. Or They Both Suck. My personal favorite is They Both Suck. That's where you got the left and the right. You know,
I love that. So tell me about the podcast. You also have a podcast, right?
Well, you know what's funny? We did 4 years of the podcast. One of our buddies from January 6th, Cashley Kelly, got out of jail a year ago, and we kept it going. And then about a month ago, we decided to kind of just take a break from the political side, just ourselves, more individual stuff. And I just do a lot of rants on my Instagram. It's actually been kind of fun. I had a good one yesterday.
Well,
that actually is doing pretty good.
We'll get on there and check it out. Anthony Russo, thanks for your time.
No problem. Take it easy, brother.
All right. See you now. Take care. That's funny. Yeah, in the Fed. I want one of those. Here's what President Trump put out on Truth Social earlier. He was basically chewing out Jerome Powell and said that Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. Well, then I think it's on him. Do it, sir. Do it, please. Get us somebody in there with some common sense. It's long past due.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.